Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Steve Kiefer. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tommy John. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Heath to Baker and they have Nichols trapped. The throw over to Griffin, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Kingman moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kiefer. Walker moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John has Walker trapped. He runs over and tags Walker for the out. Cruz moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nichols bunts towards the mound. John can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cruz scores. Guillen moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar takes first base on ball 4. Nichols moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer strikes out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Canseco moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Walker reaches second base with a double. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Walker moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Cruz moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Griffin. Cruz scores. Guillen moves to third. Nichols moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Steve Mura now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer juggles the ball. That's an error on Kiefer. Nichols scores. Baines moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiefer hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Griffin moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Salazar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Salazar reaches second base with a double. Nichols moves to third. Bill Krueger now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nichols tags and scores. One out. It's 8 to nothing, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salazar moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Salazar scores. It's 9 to nothing, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Walker reaches second base with a double. Kittle scores. Hewlett moves to third. It's 10 to nothing, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cruz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Canseco strikes out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiefer hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing shortstop. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen is called out on strikes. 1 out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive towards first. Walker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kingman moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kingman scores. It's 10-1, White Sox. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Dusty Baker. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Picciolo moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Canseco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Canseco scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Bruce Tanner now pitching. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner pinch hits for Harold Baines. Rob Picciolo now playing first base. Charlie O'Brien now catching. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joel Skinner now catching. Darryl Boston now playing right field. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.